All right, guys, welcome back to the Photos by Mikey podcast. My name is Mikey, your host for today's episode, and I'm super excited because we have Joanne Salgado back. I think this is your third time now.
Yep, third right? time.
So she's a popular guest. A lot of people want to listen to her because she's a professional hair and makeup artist. So how you been, Joanne?
I've been doing good. Doing good.
Awesome. Any recent weddings you've done
that comes to mind? I have. Actually, just recently, my bride that we had about 2 weeks ago, and that went amazing. I'm so happy for her. She, you know, shared with me her like personal story and things like that. And so I always give a little bit extra once we kind of make that connection, because we did make a connection. And I was really happy to know that she did book you for the videographer, because I think that's like one of the most important things. That and your portraits are the most important things to have from your wedding. Not the cake, not the drinks. Most definitely the videos and the pictures. And with that being said, like more than ever, I feel that taking those pictures, taking those videos, whether it's just with your phone or professional, you must do it now, because there is just no promise for tomorrow. And, without like getting into it or whatever, I've had two very, very close losses. And so that just made me realize, like yesterday I was going back and looking at some old videos on Google, and it's of my kids, and they're like 15 and 17 years old. And even though that was only like maybe 10, 12 years ago, it seemed like so long ago. And to be able to see those, it's like, oh my God, them talking and their voices and their young voices now to their men voices. So video and photography is just so important. You do not want to skimp on that, or you want to splurge on that, actually, because it's forever. Those memories are forever. And once those, you know, if you lose somebody close to you and those it's gone, those memories are all you have left.
Yeah, 100% agree. A wedding that I did, I think 3-4 years ago, and the bride had reached out to me like maybe 6 months later, because she was asking, do you have any photos of my uncle who had passed away, and he was at the wedding.
Yeah.
And luckily I had like extra photos of him in the gallery. So I gave that to her because she wanted to use that for, some of the photos that's going to be used for the funeral. Yeah. So like, you just never know, like these photos can be used for anything, but it's good that, you know, you can have it forever, right? And with today's technology, I mean, you can have it on your phone, you can have it on your laptop, you can share with anyone instantly. Right. I mean, back in the day, you know, even with VHS, it would, you know, it's not as easy like sharing videos.
Right, right.
You can share videos with your iPhone, your Android now.
Yes.
So having something to share is like so amazing. I mean, instant technology.
Right,
so,
right.
But you did a great job. I mean, the one, because I was there at the venue a little bit earlier than everybody else. Uh-huh. And then when she arrived, I think she arrived first before the groom, and she looked amazing because she was already done up, right? When she came to the venue.
Yeah, so. she was here and we were together, and I spent some good quality time with her. And and not just because she booked a videographer, but she booked you, because that's one thing about finding your vendors. You want somebody that's experienced, somebody that's passionate, and somebody that has a good attitude. And I was like so excited for her, because I'm like, oh, you're gonna love him, and he's perfect for, you know, you're perfect to fit in any situation. And that's what people want to hire professionals for, because you know what kind of situation, if whatever situation you're in, you're going to make it look good.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're doing a $35,000 wedding or a $5,000 wedding, you're going to make it look good because your experience and your knowledge.
Right, exactly. Tell us a little bit about, since you're a professional hair makeup artist, tell us a little bit about like her makeup, like what she wanted, and how did you like achieve that look?
Okay, so lately what I have been implementing is doing a virtual consultation. So it's a virtual meet and greet, and we meet prior to her preview. So what we do is we talk about her inspirations. She sends me pictures of her inspiration for her hair and makeup. She sends me pictures of her dress. And then when we meet virtually, we kind of get to know each other a little bit more. Then the day of, when she comes and meets me in the studio, I already have a game plan of knowing what I'm going to do with her. And so for her, she wanted something that was natural, but just the best version of herself. She doesn't wear a whole lot of makeup, but her husband likes that. And right. So we were able to like, you know, play a little bit with that. When I did complete the hair and makeup, after that, I always do a follow-up. Mm-hmm. So I do a follow-up like, hey, what did you think? And she let me know, you know what? My hair kind of didn't stay, the curls. And I had already known that. So I already had a plan of action for her because I could see already where we need to tweak. Not that I'm not the best makeup artist or I wasn't the best makeup artist for her, but that's the whole reason for a preview is to see what we need to tweak, to see where we need to like add something, you know, more product, whatever the case may be. And also with her makeup, I played it safe on the day of the preview, but come down to the day of the wedding, since her husband, her, you know, soon-to-be husband did see her in that makeup, she was like, let's do a little bit more. So I was able to add a little bit more drama, add a little bit fuller lashes, mm-hmm. something that gives her more pizzazz. And then as far as the hair goes, I implemented that plan of action that I had ready for her, and the hair came out beautiful. It came out perfect, and I was so happy with it. And she just looked so pretty, and she was happy. And that's because I took those extra steps. Mm-hmm. So what I'm learning being in this business for 20 years, being independent for like 14 years already, what I'm learning, it's not about the quantity and how fast you could get somebody done, but it's about the quality. So I'm learning that asking more questions, being more communicative with the client is gonna, because before when you first start out, you're kind of scared. You're like, okay, I'm gonna book it and I'm gonna hope for the best. But I know that, you know, being more experienced, I know where to ask more questions. I know where to, I'm not afraid or shy or timid to say like, maybe I didn't do something right. You know what? That didn't look right. Let's change it. And so just giving that extra quality customer service is getting me better quality results with that. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but you know, I just think like, I'd rather do, it's so nice to do a bride, take our time, give us a little extra time. That way I'm not like, oh, trying to rush or cut corners, because that's her special day. And just as it's special to her, it's as special to me as well. So I want to make sure that I deliver the best possible results, because I already did the preview. We already tested it out. We're basically testing. People don't understand. They think that a preview is just getting your makeup done. No, we're testing. We're testing to see if this is going to work and what we can maybe implement more, because I don't know you personally every day. Now, if it's somebody that I've, maybe you're my niece and I've done your makeup 10, 15 times. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know, I know where I can play a little bit, but if it's a client that she's never really worn makeup and she's hiring me for her special day, then I got to figure out what's going to be the best medium for her.
Right, right. Let me ask you more questions about your virtual calls, right? So how do you set that up? Do you Zoom? Like, what platform do you use?
I actually do Google. Oh. Google Meet. Mm-hmm. I was doing Zoom when the pandemic, and then for some reason it kicked me out, and then I wasn't able to get back in. So I tried it and I tried it different times. I don't know if it wants me to buy the membership, but I don't want to buy the membership. So I just use Google. It's really quick and easy. So once we set up the client, knowing that I am going to be her makeup artist and she's already secured her date and time, then I'm going to send her details about the preview, because we're going to set up the preview date and then also a virtual link, a link for the virtual meeting. And then we set that up, and I just, you know, put it in my calendar the day before. Of course, obviously you follow up and say, hey, I'll see you tomorrow, because sometimes they forget. Mm-hmm. And I have like all these series of questions. Like, they're very simple questions. They're just conversational questions. But to me, they're very important, you know, because I got to know, what kind of person are you? You know, or maybe she's a nurse. Maybe she's a teacher. So all those things kind of, you know, really matter. The nurses are not, they're not able to really wear a lot of makeup because they're always so busy. They work long hours, but when it's time to get dolled up, they want to do that. Teachers, they have to play it minimal at school. They don't really put a lot of attention because they're working with small kids or whatever the case is. But again, on the special events, they want to spice it up. Or she's like, I work in aesthetics, you know, I work in Botox and fillers. And so I already know she's like real glam and wants a lot of, I mean, for the most part, not everybody, but you know, those meetings really give me that opportunity to kind of get to see what they look like beforehand, just because not everybody is very comfortable with coming in the studio, sitting down in front of this mirror with these big lights and no makeup, right? No makeup, and then have somebody just go to town on them. So when they meet me first, they get more comfortable virtually, and then when we see each other downstairs, it's like we already know each other.
That's great. So after the virtual meeting, what's the next step? Do they come into your studio?
Yep. And then we come into the studio. At the virtual meeting, we discuss what's the venue like? What are the colors of the flowers? All the details. What are the bridesmaids wearing? What time of day is it? You know, and so we get all of that squared away. And then when they come in, they've already showed me pictures of inspiration. And then that's when I'm going to go ahead and perform the hair and the makeup.
That's great, because I think a lot of, maybe not everybody, but I know like a lot of established wedding vendors, they ask a lot of questions, right? I think if you're starting out as a new makeup artist, sometimes you may be hesitant to ask all those like really pertinent information. But I think, as like you said, you've been in this business for so long, like it makes sense to ask all those specific questions. Even the small wedding for the client we worked together with, I actually sent them a questionnaire as well. And I even asked for the wedding ceremony, plan, like,
yep,
how are you guys going to walk into the, yes, ceremony? You know, are you guys going to say personal vows? Like all those details I needed to know, even though it was a small wedding, it really helps me gather a lot of information. So me and my team can really capture a wedding to the fullest, because if I come in blind, then it's going to be very difficult if something happens unexpectedly. Like, if I didn't ask those questions, I didn't know that we're going to do the sand ceremony with their kids. And so we had to position ourselves to get that footage.
Right.
But yeah, like you're absolutely right. Like asking those important information is critical to your job.
You're doing a disservice to your business if you do not get those logistics down. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the logistics down about everything, then you might run into some challenges that you're not sure how to get through. I don't want my brides to have to try to guess or be rushed or any of that stuff. I want them to be calm, cool, collective, me be able to do my job, do all the steps that I need to do without running into any, challenges. And if, like you said, if there's something that we need to, at a certain time I have to do this, then I know that already. I know that ahead of time. But, you know, what would you rather? Would you rather be a makeup artist and just get a small deposit on the day of the wedding, and then walk in and you have 10 people and you only have 3 hours and the bride is a bridezilla? Or would you rather set some time away, get to know the logistics, get a team, get everybody done in 3 hours if you need to, without stressing, and you not getting a bad review because you look like an amateur? Nope. The brides have to understand that we are just as important as the DJ, the florist, the venue, because we have you prior to the wedding. So it's up to us to be able to, you know, deliver you all perfect, ready to go, without any snags.
Right. It's kind of interesting. You guys kind of like are the first vendors, yep, you know, one of the first vendors meeting the bridal party. So you're setting the tone, yep, you know, of her day in the beginning of the day. And hopefully, you know, she looks amazing. And now she's, you know, when she sees the makeup in the mirror, she's like, oh my God, I look amazing.
Right.
Now she's like, you know, because I know how it is, right? Like, yep, a lot of the brides, sometimes they get too stressed out,
yes,
thinking about other stuff. But I think that's one way you can calm her down.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think that if you want to have a bridezilla, do not communicate with her. Don't send her emails. Don't tell her how to prep her skin. Don't tell her how, don't do that if you want to have a bridezilla. Mm-hmm. But if you have a bridezilla and you want to be the authority in your position, then you need to communicate those things. You need to let her know. If she has, you know, sometimes they have expectations that are unrealistic, mm-hmm, right? But if you have them in your chair and you know that you're going to see them in 6 weeks for the big day and their skin is not properly in order, that's our job to relay that to her, like, you got to do this, and give them the information, because guess what, then everything just moves better together. So if your skin is looking like, you know, real dry, or, you know, whatever the case may be, then don't expect the makeup to be perfect on it. It's going to have to be whatever it is on top of what it's sitting on.
Right, exactly. So let's really dive deep into makeup and hair, because I pulled a recent article from the knot.com, and some of the trends is happening in 2024, and I wanted to ask you, since this is your industry, but a lot of people that watch, you know, my YouTube channel, they're kind of interested, you know, even though it's not photography, but it's all related to,
right,
that, right? So one of the trends was glowy but natural face makeup. Can you kind of touch base on that?
I love that. A lot of people think that, well, a lot of people that are not into makeup think like they want that for one, or the way to achieve it is with a lot of like bright highlighters or shimmery highlighters. And it's not. It's a technique, though. It's a special technique because let me tell you this. If you have somebody that wants a really glowy skin, I don't know if you can kind of see the highlight on mine. I did it for you so you can kind of see that, right? If you have somebody that has a lot of texture in their skin and they're oily and, you know, so their skin is not the in the best order, something like this is not going to always look the best. But that's where we're going to find out in the preview. So that's why we're not going to have a bridezilla on the day of the wedding, because we tested it and she did not look like what it looked like. It looked like too, like she was oily, right? But there's also a way, and you have to be experienced in makeup and not just the trends in order to achieve it in a natural way. Also, you need it to hold up all day long for a big production like a wedding. You need it to look good in cameras and you need it to look good in pictures. And that's where I'm a specialist at. I really do feel like that. I have worked with a lot of makeup artists. I've seen a lot of makeup artists work. And I feel that the reason why clients want to work with me is because I still make them look like them, just the best version of themselves. There's a lot of makeup artists out here that are fast, quick. They're unsanitary. They put a lot of powder on you. It looks good in camera, but not for the rest of the day. If that makes sense. I want my brides to still look good at 12 o'clock at midnight while they've been crying, sweating, dancing, drinking, eating. They still need to look good because maybe they're still going to have a videographer there. I don't know. But still, either way, I want them to fall asleep drunk, wake up looking still pretty and be like, oh my God, this stood on. And those are the special techniques that I use and that I've been taught and I've been trained with and I've been using and I've been mastering this technique for many years. And it's basically like an underpainting. Okay, so it's worked. It's used with more creams and liquids. That way it's more long lasting. It looks more natural. And it's one of my specialties because some people might think, oh, I want this or I want that. But when we actually put it on them, they're like, oh, maybe it's not the best thing. And that's why previews are extremely important.
Awesome. That's great information. So another trend that's happening, I've actually seen it in some of my brides, is pops of red in terms of their makeup, like maybe some, you know, some blush here and there.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
That one is a very good question. And I get brides all the time. So here's what I like to say. If the pop of red, yes, it does look good on some people. And it looks amazing on some complexions. And it doesn't look good on everybody. But here's the thing. If you are somebody that is a red-wearing lip girl, you wear red lips all of the time, that is your thing, that's your signature look, let's do it. But if it's somebody that you're just trying it out, I wouldn't really highly suggest it, but we can do it at the preview. And then if you still want to move forward with it, we can. Because it's lips and a pop of color there, especially red, it's very personal. So like for me personally, myself, I don't really wear a lot of red lips. Once in a great while, but I feel like it makes my skin and my color look flushed. It looks makes me look different, so I don't really wear it. But like I said, we can try it at the preview, and it looks really, and some people can really rock that red, and they don't even know it. But it's not something to try on the day of your wedding. It's something that you go home, you start working it, trying it on. When we come for the preview, we'll put it all together and use that red lips. And then let's see if you still want to go with that. It's like something where you have to kind of like ease into it.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, most palettes on the wedding day, it's a little bit more subtle. Like, you know, it's not like like most brides are wearing white. So like then, like if you're wearing bright red, it kind of takes away from the, you know, and the colors.
And if you think about it too, like for one, it's going to transfer it's going to transfer down over here. It might come off here. It might smear. You kiss your groom. It's going to be on his cheek. You're going to be kissing a lot of people, moms, dads. So that might transfer. So if it's a really good one that, you know, there's only one red lip that I use. I only use one specific red color because that one color does look good on a range of colors of people's skin tones, but also the staying power is pretty good, but there could be some that they say all day, but they also dry out your lips. So see, it's there's so many little different factors to that. It's not just an easy like answer, like, yes, let's do it. No, let's not do it. We got to like figure it out together.
Right. Because everybody's so different. Yes. Right. So that's so true.
And the red undertones, reds, they have so many undertones, blues, orange, you know, all of that, you know, different undertones.
So interesting. So interesting. So the next one, and I've never heard of this term before, but it's ballet core beauty. So according to the Knot, you heard it here first. Ballet core beauty is going to be one of the hottest bridal makeup trends of 2024. The aesthetic has been seen all over social media recently on influencers like Sophia Richie and Hailey Bieber. And it's the perfect soft girl look for weddings.
Here's the thing with that. Realistic expectations, realistic features. You got Hailey Bieber on there. You got Sophia Richie. Absolutely, that's going to be able to happen. But it can't work for everybody. It's just, you know, the facts of life. It's not going to work for everybody. You have to have immaculate skin, bone structure, the features. You do the skincare regimen, like, and you're getting these like high end, you know, like microdermabrasion stuff to make your skin more supple and all that. Because of fillers, Botox. That's the thing. You know, women don't understand that. If we have fine lines, if we have like those fine lines actually in texture, there's nothing that we can do with makeup. Makeup is not going to cover up the fine lines. The makeup is going to seep into the fine lines. But it is my job to understand how we can minimize that. And I'm at that age where I'm doing a lot of research.
Absolutely. Now, this is another term I've never heard of myself. Ombre lips.
Yes. Oh, that's...
Can you elaborate on that?
We've been doing that since the 90s.
Okay. So let me read this blurb from The Knot. In 2024, we can expect to see plenty of ombre pouts, lustrous two-tone lip colors come to the forefront. Think a modernized version of the 90s look with a more gradient finish. Iconic celebrities like Rihanna, Megan, Three Stallion, Beyonce, to name a few, combining a soft neutral lipstick shade at the center of the lips and gradually fading it into a vibrant pop of color at the edges.
I did not know that they would make it a trend. I mean, that's just what we did. That's what we do. Mm. That's what we've been doing all these years. That's what I've been doing. That's what the women in my culture do. So anyways, regarding that as well, your lips... And things, they tend to move in like this. So yes, it's going to look good if you got that, if you can get that shot, if we're going to do a shoot and you're going to get the lips all perfect and boom, and you have a makeup artist on set and retouching and all that. But for really realistic weddings and things like that, it's probably going to all mesh together and it's probably going to become one. But it's, I mean, one of my favorite things to do with the lips, is just, that was our thing. You know, we used to do with the an eyebrow pencil, an eyeliner, and then line the lips and then put like a nude lipstick in the middle. And that's just what we did.
That's so interesting. I guess a lot of the trends in the 90s are coming back,
sure,
right?
Yeah, sure are.
Like
sure.
The high water pants, like that's coming back. Even with makeup, right?
I mean, makeup and hair is definitely coming back. Right.
Any new trends with hair that you've seen?
The one I'm wearing today. Okay,
there you go.
But messy, but kind of cute, like
like a blow. What do you call it? Blown out?
No, it's just like a kind of like a Pamela Anderson type.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, okay. Anna Nicole Smith, you know, type bombshell hair.
Okay,
that's like coming in. And and then for weddings, it's like everybody wants the Hollywood waves. When it comes to the Hollywood waves, people really need to understand that it's not a very easy, nothing we do in hairstyling is going to be easy. So if anybody ever refers to, oh, I just want a quick hairstyle, then that's not for us, because we don't just do quick hairstyles. We go through every single thing, and it's layers, and it's added extensions, and it's time. You got to let the hair cool down, and you got to brush each one out. It's very, very complicated, but a lot of people want that.
How long does it would take if someone wanted Hollywood waves? Like, what's the prep like? How long does it take to really like set in?
I would say 2.5 hours for that hairstyle, just the hairstyle.
Wow. Is there any prep that the bride has to do before?
Yes. Yes, there is a lot of prep. I would say the best way to get the best results is if you give yourself, or you get a blowout and you use a round brush and you blow your hair out the night before, maybe sleep with a silk cap. The more volume you get, the better for us. But this has never happened to me before, but we've had women... Some people have had women walk in, just rolled out of bed, not even barely brushed their teeth, and they expect us to work miracles on that. We got to work together as a team. It's your body, it's your hair, it's your face. So I'm here to do the job, but I am not a magician. I'm going to work with what I have. So sometimes it requires us to keep blowing it out and kind of smoothing the hair out. But, most definitely, what we do is I like to give a detailed details regarding how to prepare for your hair, you know. So that's really important. And again, if you want to get a bridezilla, don't give them details on how to prepare, on how to prep, because it isn't extremely important how to prep. Us women, we're going to a special event, especially for your wedding. You're prepping 2 weeks to 3 weeks before. And I know it sounds like fun, crazy, or ludicrous, but it really is nails, toes, lashes, hair, skin. All of that is going to make our job look better. It just can't be the makeup and it just can't be the hairstyle. It has to all come together. And that's where we become, a unit.
That's great. Let's talk about when you actually go on site. I know you have a studio here, and I do, notice you have lighting. How important is lighting, especially when you go to a venue and you have to do the bridal prep there?
It's a million times percent important. And if you want to fumble the ball, go without lighting. I carry my light, my table, my chair, everywhere I go. That is the most important thing to have is your lighting. Okay, without that, you're going to be screwed. And you never know. In these hotels, they're dark. They have ugly, ugly yellow lighting. That's not going to look good. Maybe you put them in front of a window, but what if it's hot that day? And then the sun's beating down on you. So you want to be prepared. New makeup artist, invest. Amazon, very easy to get this. It comes in a bag. But the most important thing is the lighting. The second most important is having a mirror in front of us. And that's a challenge. We don't always have mirrors in front of us. So, I like to tell my clients that if all possible, I do my best work here because I'm set up the way I need it to check my work. But if I need to go to the hotel or a wedding venue, it's not a problem. It's just that it's going to be a little bit more challenging for me.
Where do you typically set up? For example, if you were going to prep the bride in a hotel room, what would you technically set up your station? Would it be by the window or be by the bathroom? What's your typical setup?
So not inside of the bathroom, not inside of the restroom for a couple of reasons. For one, the microbes or whatever is kind of floating around and that can contaminate your stuff. For number two, if somebody needs to use the restroom, you got to stop what you're doing. You got to go move out of the way. And number three, they're usually pretty small spaces. So that's not an ideal spot. Ideal spot is usually where they have the writing desk or in front of the mirror, or sometimes they have a big mirror that's outside of the restroom. That would be perfect for us, to set up in front of that. But you always want to keep that in mind too. The hotel rooms are not very spacious. So along with the bed and all of that stuff and all of your things, here we come with a whole hair and makeup station. We need room. And then they're bringing everybody. And then you're bringing the aunts and the cousins. And then we're really stuffed in there. So I like to also talk to my clients about that. Let's talk about what the day would look like. If it's going to be real hectic at your hotel and you're just right up the street, come here. You guys could come here, bring your champagne, bring your little snacks. And you don't have to, once the photographer and the videographer get to the hotel, you don't have to do all that cleanup that we have, right? We're out of the way and you guys could start taking those shots of you looking in the mirror or, put it on your earrings or whatever. So there's a lot of good reasons why you want to utilize this space. It's not just because it's convenient for me. I want it to be convenient for you. But those are the things that are going to be convenient, is not having for us to clean up everything, have all this mess in there. And then when girls get ready, they're putting the new underwears on and the new bras and the new this and new that. So they're everything. And the photographer and the videographer are like, I need it cleared up, So that's really something to think about that people don't think about. They don't realize that. But I, like, even here, if they get ready here at Loft 84, rent the space upstairs, rent the bridal room, because guess what? All the mess will be down here, and when you're ready to go shoot, you guys could all still meet up. Whoever's getting their hair and makeup done could be doing it down here. All the girls up there doing their thing. Then you guys switch, and then by the end of, you know, the session, we don't have no cleanup to do. Waiting around.
You're absolutely right, because I've been to some hotel rooms that are like so small, so tiny, and it's just not the bride in there. You got the bridesmaids, you have the moms, right? So then now I come in and it's like there's no space to do anything because there's like 10 people in the room. And so one of the things I've suggested recently is if you have another room, you know, keep all the other people in one room, just have the makeup artist and myself in one other room so we could kind of have more space, because you're absolutely right, it gets really tight in there, and there's no space for us to do our job and your job too, because it's like, you know, it's hard for you to communicate because there's a lot of noise with other people.
And at the same time too, I'm sorry to interrupt, if you're like at like a Hilton Garden or one of those places, they want you to make it look like the Biltmore or something, and so that's a challenge for you as well. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge for you to try to make it look, you know, fantastic, and the aesthetics in the background. And sometimes those hotels, their aesthetics are just not bridal or wedding. Mm-hmm. When you come here, it feels bridal. Even if you just wanted to take a couple of shots by the staircase or the entryway, those are good spots, even out front. You know what I mean? So I like to discuss all of those, and I do want it to be convenient for you, but I also want to give you those options and make you see ahead of time, because it's not about what's going to happen right now. It's going to be then. Well, if everybody's there, oh, like for instance, I had somebody ask me if we can come to the Airbnb, but her fiance was going to be there, but they wanted to do the thing about where they didn't want to see each other. That's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to be set up in the middle of the house, and how are we going to do that? What if he has, and we can really be interrupted while we're working. We're also in our zones, we're artists, we're doing our thing, and we're trying to work efficiently and effectively. But if you have to move and hide, and I've seen women being in the same spot, and then the groom accidentally sees her and she starts crying, you know. So you have to think ahead of those things, like, well, where is he gonna be? Is he going to be there, or is he going to be taking off with the guys? I don't think that's a good idea. Check out when you come for the preview, you'll check it out. And then we made the adjustments to be like they got ready here, and they were so super happy with that.
So that's great tips to give anyone. Let's kind of transition to bridal shows and maybe some advice or specific things you do that makes your experience for the brides that come up to your booth a great experience. Like any tips for any new makeup artist for bridal shows?
For new makeup artists, I would say there's a couple of things that you want to do. You want to make sure that you're not doing a lot of things like sign up for this or enter this raffle, because really at the end of the day, you need to save your voice to speak to quality brides, to speak what your quality services offer, because at the end of the day, you have to stand out. And yes, they like the freebies and they like all of that, but it's too much. The mom's talking to you and the bride's filling out this, and then they forget what you're, and it's just a mess. So just really, really concentrate on what makes you stand out, and all that other mumble jumble, leave it alone. You got to save your voice. Of course, like maybe like an electronic sign up sheet. You have a great thing where you go right to your website. You just click on it and you go to the website. I love that idea. That's perfect. But if you're coming to the Loft 84 one, there is a lot of brides and there's a lot of traffic. And let me tell you, I kind of thought about it. I'm like, how could I make this more efficient? I thought about getting maybe like a little microphone and kind of doing in a group. But there's so much going on that it's really not possible to do that. But the brides want to know, you know, they want to know more about you, but it's really very busy.
It's very busy. Yeah. One thing I want to touch on that, because, you know, here, especially at the Loft 84, they have so many people come. It's just not the bride that comes with, you know, by themselves. You have the mom, the siblings. Yep. So then sometimes you'll have three different brides at your booth.
Yes.
And you just can't spend 1 hour with one bride. You have to be very efficient and kind of have a pitch, and eventually maybe have another person with you. Yes. So they're not waiting like 10 minutes and then they'll move on to another booth, right? And so that's why, like, you in my opinion, keep it simple.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to spend so much time with one. I know it's kind of doesn't sound right, but it's just because we can't talk to every single person for 1 hour.
No.
It's just impossible, right?
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Have a nice flyer. Have a nice, mm-hmm. with your nice picture on there. Have a QR code where they mm-hmm. can go to your website. Have those handed out. And that hopefully that'll stand out from everybody else, because you're going to be like, you're going to lose your voice by the end of the day.
Exactly. I think one of the things I think sometimes, because I've attended a lot of shows and been in the business of other, like done a lot of demos for other businesses. And it's just one of the things I've learned over the years is keeping it simple, right? Keeping your boot, because when they come up to you, sometimes it's overwhelming. If yes. you have so many things on the table, yes. they don't even know where to look.
Yes.
And so if you only have a few items on there, the main thing is to have that conversation, because they're booking you, not the stuff on your table.
Right.
Right. Even for me, like I bring maybe 2 canvases and that's it. I just want them to see that. But other than that, I just want them to talk to me, because I want them to, you know, get a feel for my personality.
Yes.
And if we're the right fit, then you can fill out this contact information. We can schedule a call later on. I've seen other, again, I'm not going to knock another
yeah.
makeup artist, but I've seen them bring the whole setup and they're trying to do like a test on the, you know, makeup test. But then you have like a bunch of other brides waiting on them. And it's like, okay,
you're losing out on being able to talk to those potential brides.
Exactly.
You could show your work and showcase your work in a different way. I did that once. I did, mm. I did a live model, but I didn't do it in front of everybody. I did it here. Mm. And then my model was there, and that was really nice and everything. But at the same time, like doing a live demonstration, it's really hard because you're missing a bunch of people. And some of my favorite clients came from the Loft 84 show, and they remembered me, and like you said, they get to know my personality. They're like, oh, I like her, I'm gonna mm-hmm. give her a call. And we were able to touch base later on, and one of my favorite clients, her and her mom.
That's awesome. And once you get that information right, once you get the information from like the show or the contact information that they fill out, what's your next step in terms of contacting that potential bride?
I think I'll send them like a questionnaire, mm. and then get to know, like, you know, really, because sometimes they're looking for like for years in advance. So send them the questionnaire. If they send it back to me, then I'm going to go ahead and send a proposal to them. And then if they accept the proposal, then we just start making all our dates, and their dates go into the calendar, and we meet up and we do the thing.
That's awesome. Last question for you, because I think a lot of people want to know, is like, because I hear this all the time, is like a lot of brides, they want that like natural look, right? How do you sell them on that? Like, okay, I want a natural look. And how do you talk to the client in terms of, okay, I can give you the natural look, but you know, it depends on their skin, right? Everybody's skin's different, right?
Right. Well, and most of my clients choose me because they're more on the natural mm-hmm. side. And I've tried to do this dramatic and mm-hmm. really intricate makeup, but that's not my style. Mm-hmm. So when I like to tell them that there's just little tiny implementations that I can do in order to enhance what they already have. That's as easy as some eyelashes. Oh, I've never worn eyelashes before. Don't worry, honey. I use all kinds of different sizes. Because once you tell somebody that's never worn eyelashes before, they're like, oh my God, no, I don't want them. They're going to be too big. No, no, no. We have different styles that is going to suit just you. We don't just put one on and that's it. No, I got to look. Does these look right? No. Okay, let me put this up. No, those don't. Let me see which ones look. Oh, those look awesome. And they're supposed to just open up the eyes. And they're really little things like that. Or, you know, covering their dark circles under their eyes. But when they say natural, that's what I do. On the day of the preview, I don't ever go above the natural. Mm. Because if you do that, and this is a good tip for makeup artists that are starting out. If you try to do a dramatic look or a glam look on somebody that is not used to that on the day of their preview, 9 times out of 10, they're probably not going to book you.
Mm.
Because now you've went way too much and they don't look like themselves and they're not comfortable with that. But if you give them that natural look and tell them if there's something you don't like or something you want more, I have left room for that. They're going to feel more confident in that. And that's where the preview comes in. Oh my God, Joanne, I wore it all day long. It looks so good. And you know what? You're right. They 9 times out of 10, they always want to bump it up. I already know what they're going to say before they're going to say it. you know, and they should, oh, you know what? I think I do want to do it. Okay, let's do it. And so now you have a little bit more freedom because the day of the preview, the makeup and hair doesn't ever look the same the day on the wedding. It's got to look more spicy on the day of the wedding. But you want to give them a little bit of a feel for it, especially if they haven't worn a lot of makeup. And at times, that's maybe been my downfall also when I had this one client that like really wanted glam and dramatic, and I still played it safe, and she didn't book me. She wanted real dramatic. And so that's why the virtual meetings are very important. A meet and greet and a follow-up one. Because what if, you know, oh man, you know what, you did glam, but not too much. Okay, no worries. And then I just make it in my little notes, and then I know what I'm going to do. So very important. Very important.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Joanne. You're an array of information, great source of, you know, information for new makeup artists or even, you know, makeup artists that's been in the business. So I'm always enjoying our conversations, especially about makeup, because I don't know anything about that, but I'm always learning from you because it helps me understand about what the bride's going through and everything else that comes with the wedding day, right? Because it does affect, you know, the bride's mood if she doesn't like the makeup or the hair.
Absolutely.
And I've seen it a couple times where I come in and it's like they're complaining about the makeup, yes, or something like that, and then it kind of just ruins her day. But again, thank you so much. How can people reach out to you again?
You can reach me at joannesalgado.com. You can reach me at Joanne Salgado, the makeup artist, on Instagram. And yeah, those are the main spots you can reach me.
Awesome. So I'll post all her information in the description down below, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Thank you.
Bye.